ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय.
श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4, द क्रिएशन ऑफ द फोर्थ ऑर्डर, चैप्टर 26. किंग परंजना गोज टू द फॉरेस्ट टू हंट एंड हिज क्वीन बिकम्स एंग्री. पार्ट 6. Purport, 2 verses 14 through 20. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. The word Vedishat indicates King Prachina Barhi. When a man becomes refreshed by the association with devotees and awakens to Krishna consciousness, he consults the activities of his mind, namely thinking, feeling, and willing, and decides whether he should return to his material activities or stay steady in spiritual consciousness. The word kushalam refers to that which is auspicious. One can make one's home perfectly auspicious when one engages in devotional service to Lord Vishnu. When one is engaged in activities other than Vishnu Bhakti, or in other words, when one is engaged in material activities, he or she is always filled with anxieties. A sane man should consult his mind, its thinking, feeling, and willing processes, and decide how these processes should be utilized. If one always thinks of Krishna, feels how to serve Krishna, and wills to execute the order of Krishna, then it should be known that he or she has taken good instruction from one's intelligence, which is herein called the mother. Although King Puranjana was refreshed, he nonetheless inquired about his wife. Thus he was consulting, thinking, and willing how he could return to his steady good consciousness. The mind may suggest that by vishaya bhog, or sense enjoyment, one can become happy. But when one becomes advanced in Krishna consciousness, one does not derive happiness from material activities. This is explained in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, wherein Krishna says, Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehinaha rasavarjam rasopyasya parang drishtva nivartate. The embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, though the taste for sense objects remains. But ceasing such engagements, by experiencing a higher taste, one is fixed in consciousness. One cannot be unattached to the sense objects unless one finds better engagement in devotional service. Parang drisva nivartate. One can cease from material activities only when one actually engages in devotional service. The great politician Chanakya Pandit said, Mata yasya grihe nasti bharya chapriya vadani aranyam tena gantavyam yatharanyam tatha griham. If a person has neither a mother nor a pleasing wife at home, he should leave home and go to the forest, because for him there is no difference between the forest and his so-called home. The real mata or mother is devotional service to the Lord, and the real patni or devoted wife is a wife who helps her husband execute religious principles in devotional service. These two things are required for a happy home. Actually, A woman is supposed to be the energy of the man. Historically, in the background of every great man, there is either a mother or a wife. One's household life is very successful if he has both a good wife and mother. In such a case, everything about household affairs and all the paraphernalia in the house becomes very pleasing. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had both a good mother and a pleasing wife, and Sriman Mahaprabhu was very happy at home. Nonetheless, for the benefit of the whole human race, Lord Chaitanya took sannyas and left both his mother and wife. In other words, it is essential that one have both a good mother and wife in order to become perfectly happy at home. Otherwise, home life has no meaning. Unless one is religiously guided by intelligence and renders devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one's home can never become very pleasing to a saintly person. In other words, if a man has a good mother or a good wife, there is no need of his taking sannyasa. That is, unless it is absolutely necessary, as it was for Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is no difference between a good wife and good intelligence. One who possesses good intelligence can deliberate properly and save oneself from many dangerous conditions. In material existence, there is danger at every step. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Padang padang yad vipadang natesham. This material world is not actually a place of residence for an intelligent person or a devotee, because here there is danger at every step. Vaikuntha is the real home for the devotee, for there is no anxiety and no danger there. Good intelligence means becoming Krishna conscious. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said, Krishna jai bhaje se bada chatura. Unless one is Krishna conscious, one cannot be called an intelligent person. Herein we see that King Paranjana was searching after his good wife, who always helped him out of the dangerous situations that always occur in material existence. As already explained, a real wife is Dharma Patni, that is, a woman accepted in marriage by ritualistic ceremony and is called Dharma Patni, signifying that she is accepted in terms of religious principles. Children born of Dharma Patni, or a woman married according to religious principles, inherit the property of the father. But children born of a woman who is not properly married do not inherit the father's property. The word Dharma Patni also refers to a chaste wife. A chaste wife is one who never had any connection with men before her marriage. Once a woman is given the freedom to mingle with all kinds of men in her youth, it is very difficult for her to keep chaste. She generally cannot remain chaste. When butter is brought into the proximity of fire, it melts. The woman is like fire, and man is like butter. But if one gets a chaste wife, accepted through a religious marriage ritual, she can be of great help when one is threatened by the many dangerous situations of life. Actually, such a wife can become the source of all good intelligence. and with such a good wife, the family's engagement in the devotional service of the Lord actually makes a home a grihastha ashrama, or a household dedicated to spiritual cultivation. When a person is devoid of devotional service or Vishnu bhakti, he or she takes to so many sinful activities. King Puranjana left home, neglected his own wife, and engaged himself in killing animals. This is the position of all materialistic men. They do not care for a married, chaste wife. They take the wife only as an instrument for sense enjoyment, not as a means for devotional service. To have unrestricted sex life, the karmis work very hard. They have concluded that the best course is to have sex with any woman and simply pay the price for her, as though she were a mercantile commodity. Thus, they engage their energy in working very hard for such material acquisitions. Such materialistic people have lost their good intelligence. They must search out their intelligence within the heart. A person who does not have a chaste wife, accepted by religious principles, always has a bewildered intelligence. The wife of King Puranjana was lying on the ground because she was neglected by her husband. Actually, the woman must always be protected by her husband. We always speak of the goddess of fortune as being placed on the chest of Narayana. In other words, the wife must remain embraced by her husband. Thus, she becomes beloved and well protected. Just as one saves his money and places it under his own personal protection, one should similarly protect his wife by his own personal supervision. Just as intelligence is always within the heart, so a beloved chaste wife should always have her place on the chest of her good husband. This is the proper relationship between husband and wife. A wife is therefore called Ardhangani, or half of the body. One cannot remain with only one leg, one hand, or only one side of the body. One must have two sides. Similarly, according to nature's way, husband and wife should live together. In the lower species of life, among birds and animals, it is seen that by nature's arrangement, the husband and wife live together. It is similarly ideal in human life for the husband and wife to live together. The home should be a place for devotional service, and the wife should be chaste and accepted by a ritualistic ceremony. In this way, one can become happy at home. The word avadhutam is especially significant, for it refers to a mendicant who does not take care of his body. Since the queen was lying on the ground without any bedding or proper dress, King Puranjana became very much aggrieved. In other words, Puranjana repented that he had neglected his intelligence and had engaged himself in the forest in killing animals. In other words, when one's good intelligence is separated or neglected, he or she fully engages in sinful activities. And due to neglecting one's good intelligence or Krishna consciousness, one becomes bewildered and engages in sinful activities. Upon realizing this, a man becomes repentant. Such repentance is described by Narottama Das Thakur. Hari Hari Vifale Janamagwainu Manusha Janamapaya Radha Krishna Nabhajiya Janiya Shunya Visha Koenu Hari Hari Bifale Janama Goainu. Narottam Das Thakur herein says that he repents for having spoiled his human life and knowingly drunk poison. By not being Krishna conscious, one willingly drinks the poison of material life. The purport is that one certainly becomes addicted to sinful activities when one becomes devoid of one's good chaste wife, or when one has lost one's good sense and does not take to Krishna consciousness. The king very much regretted having left his queen and having gone to the forest to execute sinful activities. When a person regrets his or her sinful activities, which means the abandoning of Krishna consciousness and good intelligence, then one's path of deliverance from the path of material clutches is opened. As stated in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam by Rishabhadeva, Parabhavastavad abhoda jato yavan na jigyasata atmatattvam. When a person loses his or her Krishna consciousness and loses interest in self-realization, one must engage in sinful activities. All of one's activities in a life devoid of Krishna consciousness simply lead to defeat and the misuse of one's life. Naturally, one who comes to Krishna consciousness regrets his or her previous sinful activities performed in the human form of life. And only by this process can one be delivered from the clutches of nescience or the ignorance of materialistic life. One has to awaken one's Krishna consciousness by first regretting his or her past deeds. Just as King Paranjana began flattering his queen, one should, by deliberate consideration, raise oneself to the platform of Krishna consciousness. To attain such an end, one must touch the lotus feet of the spiritual master. Recorded November 23, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Sadma Bandamui Shavadhana Mate Jahara Prasade Bhai He Bhava Toriya Jai Krishna Prakti Hoi Jaha Hathe Padma Vakya, Chite Te Koriya Alkya. Anna Koriho Maneyasha. Sri Guru Charane Rati Eshe Uttamagati. Je Prasade Pure Sarva Asha. Chakudan Diloje Janme Janme Prabhushe. Divya Gyan Vidye Prakashito. Prema Bhakti Jaha Hoite Avidya Vinasha Jate. Vede Gai Jahara Charito. Sri Guru Karuna Sindhu Adhama Janara Bandhu. Lokanath Lokera Jivan. Haha Prabhu Koda Doya. Deho More Padachaya. Ebe Jash Gusuk Tribhuvana. Dwi Pade Loila Sharana. Jaya Prabhupad, Jaya Prabhupad, Jaya Prabhupad, Jaya Prabhupad. Prabhupad, 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 Jaya Prabhupad. Prabhupad, 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 Prabhupad.
The lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada are the only way by which I can attain pure devotional service. I bow down to the lotus feet of my spiritual master with great awe and reverence. For by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, I can cross the ocean of material suffering and obtain the mercy of Krishna. And my only wish is to have my consciousness purified by the words emanating from the founder Acharya's lotus mouth. Attachment to Prabhupada's lotus feet is the perfection which fulfills all desires. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada opens my darkened eyes, filling my heart with transcendental knowledge. Srila Prabhupada is my Lord, birth after birth. From Srila Prabhupada, ecstatic prema, love of God emanates. And by Srila Prabhupada, my ignorance is destroyed. Indeed, the Vedic scriptures sing of the character of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O my eternal well-wisher, my spiritual master, you are the ocean of mercy, the friend of the poor, and Lord and Master of the devotees of ISKCON. O Master, please be merciful unto me. You must give me the shade of your lotus feet. Your fame is being spread all over the three worlds by the preaching of your ISKCON. All glories to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.